Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests. I have Graham Howerton, the president of the FEI Group, and Dan Butterfield, the vice president of residential sales with Deltile. How you guys doing?
Doing really well, Kemp. Thanks for having us again.
Kemp, great to be here. Doing fantastic. Thank you.
You know, Graham and I do this all the time. Dan, you're a new guest for me, and I'm looking forward to talking to you. A little background. It looks like you spent most of your career at either Mohawk Industries or Deltile. And you've been focused primarily on the builder market because that's the topic we're going to cover. And just real quick on you, Graham, you're the president of the FEI Group and have been there for many years. Dan, why don't you tell us what is going on in the single family builder market?
Yeah, it's really been interesting to see really a tip of the hat to the builders who have adapted to some significant changes. One, obviously, being mortgage rate increases. The second, land and development. And I would say those are two things that were probably top of mind for most of our builders today. On the mortgage side of the business, we have a lot of builders that have been helping the consumer by either A, buying down the interest rate for a period of time to help them get into these homes and or reduce the cost of the home. And then on the development side, very important to see ongoing land opportunity. I had predicted we would see probably more acquisitions of some of the smaller builders into the large, whereby that was somewhat of a land grab, and we have seen that to a degree. We were told throughout the year that first half would be modest, but second half, the energy would be significantly higher as we measure starts to closes, and that is truly proving to be a reality as we go into second half.
All right, so it's heating up a little bit on starts. And give us just a little bit more specifics on this interest rate thing. You know, if we look right now, a fixed 30-year mortgage, I think this month just went below 7, just barely, maybe 6.9. And so these companies like Pulte, they're saying, hey, you know, we're going to help you get into this house. First off, this is a little bit smaller house, but thanks to inflation, it's still going to cost you $450,000. But, you know, we're going to help you get into it. And the price to get into it, we're going to buy down the mortgage. And so what do they get it down, about 2 points, or how does that run?
You know, if I were to take all the conversations I've had, I would say it's probably taken it to about 4, 4.5. And what's funny is some of us can remember buying our first home in the low double digits, right? But we're comparing, unfortunately, we're comparing to some of us that, especially the boomers, who have probably experienced a 2.5, 2.6, 2.8. So it might seem high compared to where it's been. It's really not awful. But again, it just comes down to affordability, as you said, Kemp.
So as I mentioned, they are making the home sizes smaller. The lots are smaller. There's more regulatory costs, though, involved. But tell us, what does this mean to our audience that's focused in the flooring business? Does this mean more builder grade being sold? Tell us a little bit about that, too, if you would.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of builders have multi-brands, identifying different types of homes, the small, medium, large, or everything included, package houses versus a design center experience. We certainly have seen a lot of, there is a sentence that every builder has talked about, it's SKU rationalization. And SKU rationalization doesn't always mean that we're moving to base products, but it is very much a finite group of products where you might have white, beige, gray, good, better, best. And then way beyond that is even like the number of home models that used to exist are being compressed. So there's economies that are building tied to these SKU rationalizations around every component of the house. I think that's tying back into somewhat of the cost savings to keep these houses affordable. Make sense?
Yeah, it does. So when they're buying it down, obviously that's an expense, and they're coming to you. Aren't some of these builders saying, hey, we need some help buying down this rate? What's going on there?
Well, they're certainly asking. You know, there's 37 categories that come to mind that at some point in time in the builder cycle, which we've been through many cycles, could have been upgradable products from flooring, roofing, lighting, plumbing, and have the builders met with each of us and asked for some sort of support. The answer is absolutely yes. But at the same time, many of them have come with some commitments as well. For instance, look, we need a little added incentive here But at the same time, we'll guarantee you that we'll do last year's sales plus 10%. So it's come with a win-win, so to speak, and it's come with a finality as to how long we're contributing. But yes, the asks have been there, and we'll continue to support where we can.
Okay, Graham, you represent the flooring contractors that are suffering through some of this. Tell us what this means to your members.
Sure, Kemp, and Dan laid it out perfectly, of course. First and foremost, we're glad that the builders are still filling the machine, so to speak, and feeding the industry by continuing to push starts. That's the good news, right? Even though it slowed against last year's in terms of starts and completions, it's still active. But all of that downward compression that Dan mentioned makes its way down to the flooring contractor. And this massive shift to base grade products and the reduction of the design center experience drastically reduces the ability for Dow Tile and Dan's team to get upgrades. And certainly that impacts the flooring contractor in a great way. So it's a shift. You'd love to think it's temporary. The reality probably is there's going to be a big portion of the single family new construction market that's going to remain base grade. Listen, that puts pressure on top line. It puts pressure on profitability and margin for the contractor. Now's the time to invest in outside of the box thinking, new ideas, new operational policies, including service and product diversification by our member companies. We're going to have to become more important to the same customer because the landscape around us is changing and we have to adapt to that.
What does the rest of this year look like?
We're cautiously optimistic. We're certainly still behind on starts versus last year and previous years. I'm hopeful, like Dan is, and certainly the anecdotal evidence is there, that we're going to see a busier second half. I can tell you, as we look across our membership, a really, really good indicator of that, where we do still have design centers, is the design center activity. We are probably around 25-30% up in design center appointments against the same period last year. And that's a really good indicator for us this first half of the year, what the second half of the year is going to look like in terms of starts and completion. It's positive. I'm still pretty cautious. That's just my nature. But I'm happy to hear more positive news than negative, that's for sure.
All right. So let's talk about the mix shift. Obviously, I was talking to Santo on Monday, and he was telling us that we're seeing a lot more activity on the single family side than we are on the multifamily side. It's a lot slower pace right now, multifamily, right?
As a company, we do less multifamily new construction work than we do turn work. Certainly, where we're doing new construction on the multifamily side, we are eating through the backlog pretty quickly. So the pipeline for new projects has slowed. We will feel that impact next year more than this year, but we'll fill it. It takes a while for that pipeline to get fed in terms of new development, new projects. And on the turn work, you know, the bottom line really is that our customers, our client spend is down. So our property managers and property owners are certainly spending less with us this year than they did last year. And the dynamic that creates that is if there are 10 vacant apartments in a month due to move outs, they'll maybe make 3 of those rent ready and they'll just leave the other 7 idle. Until they have the demand for it. And of those 3 that we get to go in and work on, the vast majority of those are repairs or partial replacements. So in most cases, we're not even getting the full replacement for the work we are doing. So it creates a bit of a slow environment. While temporary, for sure, all we're doing is building up the backlog and building up more demand for more units to be turned at some point in the coming year or so. That's slowed as well.
All right. A healthy builder market is 1.5 million units a year, and that's generally 70 to 30. And now we're seeing what, closer to about 1.2 million units, and that's about 85% single. Are those numbers about right?
Yeah, they sure are. Yeah, they are. I agree from our perspective. Yeah.
All right. Another thing I want to talk about before we run out of time, every year the FEI group brings in their members in an annual convention. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that this year, Graham.
You bet. You know how excited we get for this event every year, Kemp, when we you and I get a chance to talk about it. So this year, September 9th through the 11th, it's at the National Harbor just outside of D.C. on the Potomac River at the Gaylord National. you know, everything we've been talking about on the call today is why our members attend. You know, they want to be in the room with each other, talking about these business challenges, learning from each other about how to be better business operators, better owners. We have a really great member panel during general session that is going to talk about these exact challenges. That's going to be a highlight. And then our keynote speaker is Scott Mann, a retired Army Green Beret, and he's an awesome, awesome speaker. Probably seen him on the news a lot as well, but he'll be an awesome keynote for us as well. So we're looking forward to a great event.
And I guess, Dan, you'll be there, won't you?
We will absolutely be there. We're an extension of that collaboration. And when all these discussions are being had, it's really a great opportunity for us to listen and build future strategies around the needs of these customers.
All right, guys. It was good to spend time with you. I've been talking to Graham Howerton and Dan Butterfield. You've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.